You're listening to That's the Tea with Alessandra G. It's the best kind of gossip on demand every week. Girl talk, no filter. Here's your sis, Alessandra G.
Welcome back to That's the Tea with Alessandra G. Happy Friday, everyone. I cannot believe it's July. I don't know if that's just me, but this summer has been going by way too quick, and I'm just still wrapping my head around the fact that it's July. But anyways, thank you guys for tuning in to another segment of Friday Features. We do have a brand new episode for you guys today, but before we get into that, we have to thank this episode's sponsor, DistroKid. For anyone who works on music in any capacity, DistroKid is the music distribution service you've been looking for. Their service will put your music on streaming platforms like Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, you name it. They'll also help you get verified artist pages on those streaming platforms, and they even have tools you can utilize to reach a larger audience. And the best part is, DistroKid does not take a cut of your earnings that come from streaming. That's right, all of the money that you make from your music goes straight to you, and they don't take a cut. All you have to do is pay an affordable annual membership fee, and you can even use my discount code for 7% off your first year's membership. Just type in distrokid.com/VIP/alwaysalessandra or click the link on my link tree, which is all over social media, and you'll get the discount. Now, back to today's segment. Today, we're chatting with the one and only Alexa Capelli. You've probably seen her all over your For You page on TikTok or killing it on The Voice. We're chatting about her EP she released this year, her upcoming music, what fans can expect from her coming soon, TikTok madness, and so much more. This is an exclusive segment of Friday Features.
Welcome to Friday Features. Get to know your favorite artists, influencers, and musicians exclusively on That's the Tea with Alessandra G.
Hey Alexa, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. You know, it's really disgusting here in New York, New Jersey. So muggy, but I know you can't relate. You're in beautiful LA, the dry heat, the best type of heat. How's everything going for you?
There are no clouds in Los Angeles today, but no, things are going good with me, just a lot busy changing, but excited to talk about it.
Yeah, for sure. So I know you have so much going on. You just dropped a new single, Could Have Just Left Me Alone. Honestly, I feel that vibe. It has so many streams already. People are loving it. So talk to me about that single. What inspired you to write that one? And what do you think so far about the reaction it's getting, because people are loving this song so much on all these playlists, streaming it, they're loving it. So tell me about it.
Yeah, well, this song was definitely inspired by a situation that I have been in before, but not necessarily recently, thankfully. You know, I had a relationship in high school that lasted a bit, and there was some like back and forth in between, like breaking up and getting back together, that I think my younger self definitely resonates with this song. And honestly, like the week before writing it, I was talking with a friend, and I recently just told her that this song is kind of inspired by our conversation, but she had like a situation where she was with this guy, but like it ended up not working out and just kind of fell off the face of the earth at one point. So it's just like all of that for nothing. And I was just feeling empathetic towards her and kind of took that energy into this little writing camp that I did with some friends in Lake Arrowhead. And it was just like one of the songs that we wrote that week, and I recorded a video of it, posted it on TikTok, and the rest is history. I mean, as far as like the response to the song, I mean, you can never really expect when things like that are going to happen, but I think there was a part of me that felt like it was a special song, and I am happy that people can relate to it. And like, it's just a part of like the grieving process when you're getting over somebody or you're trying to let go of someone. There is a part of you that sometimes gets mad, and I think this song is definitely a place where people can express that frustration or anger, if it's in their car, if it's literally anywhere. I don't know. I definitely have been loving getting to like see the DMs from people telling me about how like the song makes them feel a little bit more confident in their situation, that they're not alone. And I think that's really important for music. So yeah,
so sick. And they're loving it on TikTok too. I know you have so many fans on there using the song, finding your music on there. What do you think about everything that's been popping off on TikTok of yours? Like, can you believe that an app can, you know, help you find so many fans and listeners? Is it still wild for you to see like all of the responses and people using your songs?
Yeah. Sometimes it doesn't really feel real. I think maybe to be a little bit too transparent, but like growing up, I always had this like feeling that I wasn't seen, or I didn't have like the importance to like say things that I wanted to say. And when people like take the words that I've written and use them in their own lives and tell me about it, I think that's, it's really trippy for me to see. It's really encouraging. And I definitely am thankful for all the people that listen to my music. Cause I mean, it's a commitment. You're trusting me with your heart and your mind and your ears as you listen. I don't take that lightly. And it's been really cool to even like make friends with people that are fans of my music. So I don't think I could express how grateful I am, to be quite honest.
I know, it's so wild. They love your music. I see you connecting with them on social media. It's just such a cool thing. I can never get over TikTok. I always have to ask artists about it because I'm like, I don't understand what that would be like to just be connecting with people who are using your music and see all the stuff that they're creating. People are so creative on that app. It just still blows my mind. So exciting.
This song was wild too, because when I first recorded that little video in the living room of the Airbnb I was at, I sometimes when I get excited, I just like scream just because or like squeal to myself, you know, especially when I'm in like sessions with, you know, writers and producers, they're like, why are you doing that? But it's just like, no, I'm just excited. And that's exactly what happened on camera. And then people were like, oh, you need to add the scream into the song. And then once I added the scream into the song, they were like, no, we want the other scream. We want the original scream from the video. And so went back and extracted the audio. And the producer of the track, his name's Tommy Driscoll. He was like super patient. We were like hitting our heads against the wall, trying to figure out what to do with the scream. Cause it wasn't like my intention to add it in the first place. It just kind of happened naturally. And those are some of the happiest mistakes. But I'm really glad that we went back and added it. Like, I love it now. It adds a different level of like angst, and all thanks to my TikTok followers and their very strong but lovely opinions.
I love those stories. I love to hear that. And I know you also released an EP this year, Super Busy, Confused at 22. One, love the name. So relatable. So great. Well, all the songs on that project are killer and people are loving them, especially Say Something. Before we even set this up, I had that song on my playlist. So like, this is crazy. I mean, yeah, it's everywhere. People love it. So tell me about that song off of that EP. Did you think that was going to be like, you know, the lead single, the fan favorite? Was that kind of expected? And yeah, just talk about that project a little bit and how Say Something fit into it.
Honestly, at the time, I wasn't even thinking about putting Say Something on an EP. I was just in a singles mindset at the time. And when it came out, I just started thinking about like the idea of putting it on a project or what kind of project I would make. And I'd been writing a lot of songs, and I'm really grateful that it had the traction that it did. Again, coming from TikTok initially, I definitely feel like the whole project does resemble a lot of thoughts that I have as a young adult, and like Say Something being one of them, which like, it's almost like this pseudo confidence where it's like, oh no, like I'm so good, like you should tell me how you feel, but really maybe it's more of a cop out. And I think it's really great that people can take it as they want, like whatever way you want to take it. But I always love seeing my friends and my family and people just like dance around and post that one too. That was definitely the first one that made me feel like, oh wow, like people are listening, like actually, and a lot of people are listening.
So that song, you're like, people are listening. Wow, like a lot of people are actually finding this song. They're enjoying it. But then you come out with Could Have Just Left Me Alone, which we're going back to that because it's already doubled the streams of Say Something. So yeah. Tell me how crazy that was, because that one literally just came out. So was that weird for you to be like, whoa, I thought Say Something like really popped off. Now look at this one, because that song is everywhere, and I just feel like it's only the beginning. It literally just came out not too long ago, and yeah, look at all it's doing.
Yeah, no, it is crazy. You can like sometimes look at the numbers and see them and be like, oh, like it hit 3,000, not 3,000, what am I saying? 3 million streams on Spotify within the first week. And it took it, that's the number of streams I got on Spotify in the whole year of 2021, which is crazy. that's just crazy to me. And this is everything that I had been like wanting and praying for. And I definitely feel like influence in music and putting it out at this scale is a responsibility that I want to be like intentional over. And I'm really grateful. And I have to be careful to like not get too caught up in the numbers and just remember that, no, like these are real people. And I don't know what I'm saying. You get it. That's my answer.
No, I love it. And because so many people love that song, I know, like you said, you're posting TikToks, people are loving that. Will there be like an official music video? I know there's a lyric video, but will there be like an actual visual too? I know there's a live in studio as well, but can fans expect a music video, or is that like just like a TikTok thing for now?
They can definitely expect something. We're in the process right now of talking about how to like tell them, because I do know that something is coming. Even during the whole process of getting the song finished, I expressed that I wanted to do a video, and I'm all for the visuals. I think even sometimes when I'm in sessions and writing songs, I think about what the music video could be like then and there. So I'm really excited. We actually did shoot a video for it, and I'm really excited to like start teasing it and getting ready for it. Yeah, there is something coming.
And kind of going off of that, you have this like original fan base that's still following you from The Voice from years ago. Does that ever blow your mind thinking back to those days? Like they loved hearing you cover songs on that show. And now, you know, they've seen you grown. You're releasing original music. What do you have to say to those fans? And are you just so grateful that they've, you know, kind of kept along and stayed on the journey with you?
Oh my gosh. They know how grateful I am. I talk to them all the time. I have like little group chats that I'm in with them, and it is wild. Like they have seen every step of the way, from like being on The Voice to releasing my very first project back in 2019. And then, you know, going through the pandemic together and all that kind of music that came from that. And then with the EP, like there's more people jumping on board. And also too, I think the thing that I love about music so much is how it connects people together. And I have loved how like some of these fans of mine that have just found me or found me in 2018 are becoming friends. Like I think that's so cool, and they can like hype each other up with the music and talk about it. And it's just really cool to see that. And there's even some fans that I follow now that I'm like, oh, like I would consider this person a friend or like an internet friend versus like a fan, which I really love. I had a show recently, I had a hometown show, and there was a girl who came, her name was Sammy, and she made friends with someone else who was there, and she'd been following me for a bit. So that was really, really cool. Just to know that people are making friends, I think that's the best thing ever, is when you can go to watch somebody you love and support and stand next to somebody you don't even know and scream all the same lyrics together. You obviously have something in common. But yeah, especially on the internet, I think it's a really great place to connect with people.
It's the best thing in the world. Like, I'm so happy that shows are finally happening again and people can go do that, because it was a really weird world during the pandemic when that was not happening. Super weird.
Yeah.
Very strange. So that is the coolest thing. Now, speaking of shows, can fans expect to see you perform live, kind of like spread out across the country? Any tour plans, performances?
Gosh.
What can you tease? Nothing. Tell me something.
I don't have much to say at the moment, but I've been hyping this up for so long. Like, I know it's coming, and my team is excited. We're even talking about my upcoming projects and how to make that translate to a show, a live show and tour and all the things. I'm so excited. Like, I really know that it's coming. It's just a matter of when and with who and all these things. But I keep telling them, like, hang on, like, it'll come. And so we're all kind of praying and I guess manifesting it all together, but nothing to report at the moment.
It's on the way. Something's happening, possibly sometime soon, maybe future.
In the future.
We'll just say that. In the future, something. Love to hear it. Who would you love to go on tour with? There are so many girls right now that are killing it that I'm like, I would love to see. And I did see a really great show. It was Tate McRae, Gail, and oh my God, Mimi Webb.
Yeah.
Such a good show. And I'm like, we need more of these shows. So
they're all amazing.
Yeah. Are there any artists, specifically like a girl that's like killing it, that you would love to either open up for, have them open up for you, or do like a duo tour? Who's on your list?
That's a really good question. I mean, I definitely am like fans of several artists. So, I mean, that would be a dream. I guess to just start off with the list, I really love like Julia Michaels and Sigrid. I love Sabrina Carpenter. I think that would be a dream. I love Dua Lipa. That's a dream. Gosh, I'm trying to think of other like female pop artists. I mean, there's so many. I mean, even the ones that you mentioned, like opening for Tate would be awesome. I think it's really cool when like when female artists can support each other, or artists in general can support each other. I think that's really cool. And that the idea of touring with another artist, again, just like really sparks that community aspect in me. And I really can't wait for it. I'd be happy to open for anyone, but it is going to be fun to kind of figure out who I would mesh with. Audience-wise, the best.
Yeah, I love that question. And I love hearing what people think, too. And then sometimes it actually happens. And I'm like, did you guys know about this? And they're just lying. But yeah, no, it's crazy. Or they just like really do mesh well with like a certain artist that they dreamed of working with. And then I'm like, wow, this is so cool. So yeah, excited to see what happens there. And then kind of going off that question, when it comes to collaborating in the studio with someone, you know, whether that's producing wise or actually singing with someone else, if you had to pick like one person right now, because I know, or just give me the list. Honestly, I feel bad saying just one, but who would you love to work with or kind of be in a studio with right now?
So something that's kind of funny, the guy who produced could have just left me alone, Tommy Driscoll. He and I actually met on a Ryan Tedder monthly class like last year. And we've been like talking about it ever since. Like, I think it'd be really sick to work with Ryan Tedder. I've always loved One Republic, and I really admire like the ways that he's like written for other artists. And just, I think he's really talented. So honestly, Ryan Tedder would be great. I also love like all of Ian Kirkpatrick's work. I also love John Bellion. The list could go on, but Ryan Tedder is the first one who comes to mind.
Wow, I love to hear that. I love when someone has an answer already prepared, because sometimes I just get a list of 35 people and I'm like, wow, I'm going to take that all in. But also when someone's like, there's this one person that I really love and I need this right now, I'm like, I also really love that too. So that's a really great answer. And I always hear John Bellion. Love to hear it. And then I guess as a last question for you, people are loving, you know, your latest single. They're still listening to the EP. And people are greedy. I'm one of them. Everyone wants something more. They're just like, okay, I have this. I love it. And it's not enough because I need more from this artist. So what can you kind of tease that, you know, they may see next? I know the music video they might see popping up soon. Are you potentially, you know, going to release any more new music before the end of the summer? Do they have to wait till the fall? What can you say without getting in trouble, which I should really put on a t-shirt at this point? Because
honestly, I gotta say, I love my team. I'm really, really thankful for them and the way that they've like championed me and my music. And they were talking about like the idea of like putting little Easter eggs in the music video to like hint at the next song, which one that's gonna be. So just when the music video comes, watch the music video. You'll see it. Follow me on socials. I can't say for certain which song is going to be next, but there is going to be more music coming soon. And I know soon is relative and everyone hates the word soon, but it is coming soon. And yeah, I'm all for the Easter eggs and stuff too. And Jamie, my manager, was just like really excited about that as well. She was just like, yeah, we'll get like different options like in the music video, like ways we could make it work and put in those Easter eggs. But as of right now, we're not 100%, so I gotta just give you that, but it's in the works.
I love to hear that. It's in the works. It's soon. Guys, soon is another t-shirt that I will make.
another line. Word. Like, what does that mean?
Yeah, they're like, can you please ask when soon is? And I'm like, yeah. I can't. I cannot. That's just all we're getting, guys. This is it. So I love to hear it, though. It's in the works. It's coming. Easter eggs are great. Hopefully you have some Swiftie fans that are used to finding those, and they'll kill it. And then they'll tell everyone what they are.
Awesome.
Those people, they know what they're doing. Love that. Well, thank you so much for chatting, Alexa, about your music and everything you have going on. I'm excited to see what's next. I'm streaming the music. You guys should too. If you haven't heard it, you're missing out and living under a rock. And yeah, that's about it. But thank you so much, Alexa.
Amazing. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you guys so much for tuning into another segment of Friday Features. Huge thank you and shout out to Alexa for joining us today. Go stream her latest single and all of her music. I know you guys are going to love it just as much as I do. She's killing it on streaming platforms and TikTok. So even if you try to escape it, it'll find you anyway. Just go stream it. Go show her some love. And that's about it for today, folks. So you know the drill. Stay safe out there, friends, and wash your damn hands. Oh, it makes me